When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're dealing with bye weeks with injuries or players just flat out underperforming, don't worry, we're going to help you through the week. Week 6 streamers coming up right now. What's up, everybody? Thank you for checking out another video. Today, going to be touching on week 6 streamers for quarterback, tight end, and defense. Before we jump into it, I am really excited to announce we have come up with a partnership with Thrive Fantasy. If you were unfamiliar with their platform, think DFS, think DraftKings, FanDuel, but with props. So instead of researching for hours and trying to come up with the perfect lineup, all you got to do is pick some overs and unders between some of the players who are going to make the biggest differences on Sundays instead of trying to find that guy who is only 1% owned. You got 20 props, you pick 10. If your props score the most points, you win. It's that simple. First-time depositors can use the code TFA to get a dollar-for-dollar match. As long as you guys drop in at least 10, they will match you dollar-for-dollar all the way up to 100. I've been playing on it the past couple of weeks. I'm really enjoying it, so I'd love to see some of you guys jump in there with us in the coming weeks. With that out of the way, let's jump into the week 6 quarterback streamers. First up, Sam Darnold. He's sitting right under 50% rostership on ESPN, but considering he's coming off of by far his worst game of the season where he didn't even hit 200 passing yards, he had multiple turnovers, I think we see him drop. So he could be somebody that you pick up after your waiver runs on Wednesday or Thursday. And I like this matchup going up against Minnesota in week 6. They have looked better defensively over the past couple of weeks, but we also have to take into consideration they faced Baker Mayfield one of those weeks in what was arguably his worst performance of his career. And then they got Jared Goff and the Lions the following week. So I still like Darnold here. It looks like Christian McCaffrey should be back, which will obviously be a big boost to that offense. So I think you can go back to Darnold, who we've been talking about all year as a streamer. Number 2 is going to be Taylor Heinicke for the Washington football team. Now he gets a matchup against the Chiefs, who defensively literally can't stop anyone or anything. And it's the same way on the other side for Washington. That defense has really been struggling as well. So depending on your scoring, you're looking at a matchup that's going to feature two defenses that are in the top 3 to 5 in terms of the amount of fantasy points they give up to the quarterback position. So I think we see Mahomes have a bounce-back game and have a Mahomesian type of performance, which is just going to force Heinicke and Washington to have to throw in order to keep up. So I think you can go to Heinicke this week as a streamer. I really like him. And then lastly, I just want to touch on really quickly, one, Carson Wentz. He's one of the lower roster guys on this list. Threw for over 400 yards against a better defense of what they're going to face in week 6 in Baltimore. Now he's going to go up against Houston. And I really don't think I have to say anything other than that. Last one, Teddy Bridgewater. Again, another guy we've been talking about a bunch on these streaming shows. If we don't count the game that Bridgewater got knocked out of, Mr. Two Gloves has had at least 260 yards and multiple touchdowns in all but one game. So going up against the Raiders this week, a defense that has looked okay, but I'm not going to be worried here in this matchup. So I think Teddy Bridgewater is someone you can stream again in week 6. Moving on to the tight ends for this week, my top streamer is going to be Hunter Henry. And I think going into the year, a lot of us expected that Jonnu Smith was going to be the guy that we saw utilized more often in this New England passing attack, right? More athletic, used in a more variety of ways, at least in his time in Tennessee. But it seems like now Hunter Henry is going to be the guy. I think it's going to be a situation similar to Dallas with Schultz and Jarwin, where Jonnu's always going to mix in. He's going to kind of be a thorn in the side. Hunter Henry's not going to be getting all the production and all the targets. But Hunter Henry seems to have the clear edge here, at least as far as Mac Jones goes. He definitely seems to favor him. In week 5, Hunter Henry also ran 20 routes to Jonnu's 6. So now they get a matchup against Dallas that's given up the 8th most half PPR points per game to tight ends. So I think you can plug Henry in pretty confidently if you need a streamer this week. Second for the tight ends is going to be Zach Ertz. And Ertz hasn't been killing it this year. But if we look at the snaps and the routes run between him and Goddard, they're a lot closer than I think most people realize, especially considering the fact that we basically treat Ertz like he is basically an afterthought here. But Goddard has only ran 4 more routes on the season and only has 1 more catch. In the past 3 games, Ertz has seen 7, 8, and 6 targets. And now, again, matchup, the Eagles are going up against Tampa Bay, should be trailing, or we're going to be expecting them to trail for the majority of this game. And the Buccaneers have given up the 5th most half PPR points per game to the tight end. So I think he's someone who, if you don't have better options, you can plug in. And lastly, for a deep streamer for the week, I'm going to give you Ricky Seals-Jones from the Washington football team. Much like what I talked about with Taylor Heinicke, Chiefs can't stop anybody. Since Logan Thomas's hit IR, RSJ has 12 targets over the past 2 weeks. And now we're looking at, again, the matchup trailing, just like I was talking about with the Eagles. Washington's going to be trailing in this game. Chiefs are giving up the 4th most half PPR points to the tight end position. So if you have to dig down this far, this is actually a pretty solid option considering how low Ricky Seals-Jones is rostered. Last but not least, let's take a look at some of the defensive streamers for this week. Going to kick things off with the Colts. I know if we look at the game last week with Davis Mills, he kind of had a coming out party of his own, but you know what they say about blind squirrels and nuts. Still talking about Davis Mills, who has been sacked multiple times in every game but one, has thrown picks in 2 of his 4 appearances, and the Colts do have 9 takeaways on the year, which is actually 5th in the NFL. So I think you can plug in the Colts. Another team I like that's right behind them in terms of rostership is the Dallas Cowboys. Going to face up against rookie Mac Jones. The Cowboys keep forcing turnovers week after week. They're playing a lot better than I think a lot of us were expecting them to. They have the shutdown corner in Trayvon Diggs, and it's not like the Patriots' offense has been lighting up scoreboards and striking fear into any of the defenses they've faced. So I think you can go with Dallas this week. And last one, this feels a little gross. I honestly don't think I have ever suggested this team as a defensive streamer, but the Cincinnati Bengals. They have actually been playing pretty decent throughout the year. They're in the bottom half of the league in terms of total yards allowed and yards per play. They've actually only allowed 6 passing touchdowns on the year, which is tied for the 3rd fewest. And now they get a date with Jared Goff, who has only 1 game this year without a turnover. And in 3 of his 5 games, he has multiple turnovers in each of those 3 games. All right, guys, that is going to wrap up the Week 6 streamers. Please hit us with a sub and a like. And don't forget, if you want to jump into Thrive Fantasy, you can look at your app store or go to thrivefantasy.com and use the promo code TFA for a dollar-for-dollar match on your first deposit. Let me know if you guys are jumping into any contests. I'd love to join you.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.